This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, there's a battle over free speech going on in Washington right now. Good. We're for free speech. The question is, are the people who claim they're defending free speech actually defenders of speech? Hashtag basta, whatever that means. Well, anyway, we'll investigate the assault on free speech after the break. In the past couple of days, you've heard a lot of huffing and puffing about free speech and freedom of the press and how those freedoms are currently imperiled by the White House. And to be clear, we are for free speech, unfettered, absolute free speech, the kind of speech guaranteed by the First Amendment and ratified consistently by the Supreme Court. We've defended that kind of free speech almost every night here for the past 2 years. Many others, mostly on the left, have attacked speech. So we know who's for free speech and who's against it. And we cannot help but notice that some of free speech's greatest enemies are now posing as its defenders all of a sudden. Take CNN, for example. It was CNN that almost single-handedly led the campaign to have broadcaster Alex Jones banished from the Internet on the grounds that they didn't like what Jones had to say. Ultimately, CNN succeeded in doing that. The network convinced every major tech platform to ban Jones and his outlet, InfoWars. You don't have to like Alex Jones to see that as a terrifying loss for free speech, because it was exactly that. But CNN was not done trying to silence its critics. Last year, the cable network threatened an anonymous Reddit user for creating an anti-CNN meme. CNN threatened to expose his identity and ruin his life if it ever was criticized by him again. Now CNN is claiming to defend free speech, only when it's their speech. You'll notice, by the way, that CNN did not object when the government threatened to imprison employees of the cable channel RT if they didn't register as foreign agents. Yes, RT is owned by a foreign government. So is the BBC. Until last year, much of the New York Times was owned by a foreign national. This is true of other news organizations, none of which has ever registered as a foreign agent. But because RT is owned by Russia, which the left believes got Donald Trump elected, it is fine with CNN if they are bullied and silenced. So call CNN what you will, but don't pretend they are defenders of the First Amendment. They are not. Victor Davis Hanson is a fellow at the Hoover Institution and a close watcher of all this. He joins us tonight. So I just want to be clear, we're always for free speech, especially speech that's offensive, even by obnoxious White House correspondents. But to see a channel that has lobbied against the right of others to say what they think is true to all of a sudden emerge as this defender of the First Amendment is nauseating.
Yeah, I think when people saw the suit, they asked themselves, was there anything in the past that Jim Acosta had said negatively that got him kicked out? And the answer was no. Is there anybody, MSNBC, do they get kicked out? The answer is no. Do other CNN reporters get kicked out? No, they have passes. So it was a particular type of behavior. And I mean, if you're arguing a case before the Supreme Court, you can't go in there and take pictures or interrupt the justice. They'll kick you out. And if you do it another time, they'll say, we don't want you pleading a case before the Supreme Court. Jim Acosta can't go in there barefooted and say, I want to express myself. There are certain protocols and norms of behavior, and he's violated them. That's one issue. And then it's not, this is sort of a psychodrama, Tucker. I mean, we remember that the prior administration monitored 20 AP reporters and Fox's own James Rosen. Nobody filed a suit on behalf of James Rosen from CNN and said, my God, we only learned in 2013 that 3 years ago the man was being surveilled by the Attorney General. This is a violation of press freedom. We didn't hear that.
And you're not hearing CNN say anything about the voices being silenced now online by the big tech companies because they have unfashionable views. Can you, as a philosophical matter, support free speech in some cases but not in others?
Well, I don't think you can. And then we get to another. If we want to talk about ethics and the protocols of the White House, CNN, 93% of their coverage, according to Shorenstein, is biased. And Trump
had... That is Tucker Carlson valiantly defending the First Amendment last night. We've got the full report coming up. Trump is arguing he can ban all reporters from the White House if he wanted to. Absolutely. But he's not a guy that's been shying away from the press. He's been running towards the press. But Jim Acosta is not the press. He is a disinformation operative and the biggest liar in modern television history. By the way, the caravan they said doesn't exist just smashed in, as you know, yesterday to the California border and is now overrunning.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Epic times, epic times. The really bad news is post-election blue wave theft. Democrats have flipped two Senate seats and a large number of House seats since election night, and they are feverishly delivering out of the dark of night 18-wheelers full of ballots that almost all go for Democratic candidates. This is their new form of fraud where they concede the night of the election and then start stuffing ballot boxes the next 2-3 days, and then suddenly, when there's news attention, they declare that they are the victors. Trump warns the Dems are sending their best thieves directly from Soros operations to do it. And when they get caught on video, nothing happens. It's all Broward County and other special counties like it that are known for stealing elections. When they're close, they just keep the counties going and outvote the surrounding counties in the states. We're going to be looking at all of that. Obviously, the creepy porn lawyer who's gone after everybody and their dog with made-up crud, and who openly brought forward some of the women that have now admitted that they were lying about the whole situation, and the lawyer for Horseface, Stormy Daniels, has been arrested for beating the living snot, reportedly, allegedly, out of his ex-wife. And if you go over all the details of it, he looks pretty darn guilty. She was beat up pretty bad, and he was running around yelling and screaming in the middle of the fancy apartment complex that they were at. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Another one bites the dust. Creepy porn lawyer. But none of that really is a big issue, is it, when you look at the overall field of the election fraud and how the Democrats are so brazen now and are on the warpath racing for the finish line. That's really the big issue here. And we have AP, Reuters, we have the LA Times, all of them contradicting CNN, MSNBC, officials to close some northbound lanes of San Diego border crossings ahead of the main caravan's arrival. About 2,000 people showed up yesterday, sort of climbing the fence, taunting the Border Patrol and U.S. military, and trying to get past them, but they're waiting till their main force builds up. And dozens and dozens of buses have been videotaped arriving, waving their foreign flags and making anti-America statements. That's right. These are people specially picked by the UN, by Soros, to be put into these refugee centers for sometimes over a year, brainwashed and prepared to be the political foot soldiers, the new pilgrims of the globalists to colonize the United States with pro-Venezuelan communist-style ideas and to be the new voting bloc. Look at this. Why? LA Times. Officials to close some northbound lanes of San Diego border crossings ahead of caravan's arrival. Latin American Herald Tribune, migrant caravan arrives in northwestern Mexico as U.S. reinforces border. And I've got a big stack of these articles here, and I've got all the videos, but here's the deal. Jim Acosta, the same time he didn't touch that woman when he did, Jim Acosta said that there is no caravan. And when Trump said there was, when Trump said that there was a caravan, why, Acosta said, no, it's hundreds of miles away from here. That's right. Just, 2.5 weeks ago, we saw the first caravan of tens of thousands smash down the gates of the Mexican border and storm across the bridge and overwhelm the police. And then three more caravans at least came through, and they made it all the way up through Mexico with buses paid for by U.S. taxpayers through the U.N. The media would say, Alex Jones is lying, Trump is lying, Tucker Carlson is lying, there is no caravan, there is no USAID. Why, when Lou Dobbs had the Judicial Watch head on and said, we have the documents, here they are, that George Soros gets U.S. taxpayer money from the State Department to fund this, we need to cut that funding off. Organized human smuggling across transnational borders is illegal. This is criminal human trafficking. They should be criminally investigated. Yeah, if I was randomly trying to sneak 10 kids across the border, I should be thrown in prison for a long time. This is happening with masses of people. And the media nationally said Lou Dobbs should be fired. It was all true. It's all true. And now the caravan has arrived, and all over national media, they're saying it doesn't exist. They're telling you, don't believe your eyes when you see Acosta shove down her arm and grab the mic back away from her. And say that there is no caravan. And then he said he'd know who the woman was. He thought it was just some random person attacking him. He's in there every day. He's at the press conferences every week. He knows who the young ladies are, and young men that walk over and kneel down while you have the mic. And then as soon as you're done, they stand back up, take it away, and then they give it to whoever the president points to next. He knows 1,000,000%. But the perfect lies on Anderson Cooper. By perfect, it was all a wall of just hoax in your face. He didn't know who the woman was. Thought she was mugging him in some dark alley. There is no caravan. He'd only asked one question. He was following protocol. He didn't lay hands on her. And CNN is so evil that they argued in federal court yesterday, and we're supposed to hear it today, that he didn't touch the woman, that he only asked one question, and that Trump has no right to remove him, when CNN lobbied to have us a year and a half ago lose our press credentials for no reason. Jerome Corsi was there. He was polite. He was nice. He just sat there, never even got a question in. And they were so upset by that that CNN led the effort to have our credentials pulled, and they were pulled. And then they celebrated it all over the news. And then CNN said, take his banking away. Take his credit card processing away. Take him off Twitter, Facebook. Take him off iTunes. Don't let him be on Spotify. Don't let him be anywhere. And now they're going after our radio affiliates. Now they're going after our TV affiliates. And they have whole shows about he's got to be taken off the air. He's evil. No First Amendment. But then, oh, Jim Acosta's had his rights violated for going in and manhandling a woman and always being disruptive. The White House press secretary has the total right to exclude or bring in whoever they want. And Trump's been historically very open to expanding it. That's why they've moved it into bigger halls. He has more press conferences than any president ever has. When he's walking to the helicopter, they go, hey, hey, hey. He almost always comes over. He's trying to suppress the press. He's keeping the press locked out. He's doing this. He's doing that. No, Jim Acosta runs around like a clown. Like a clown. And asks 3, 4, 5, 6 questions, interrupts, yells, screams at Trump and Kim Jong-un from 150 yards away as loud as he can while they're having a private conversation. What about nuclear war? Death, death. You're just trying to disrupt things. The guy is a disruptor. He's not a journalist. And everybody knows that. He's a liar. Jim Acosta here. I've got a report to you that Trump removes a bust of Martin Luther King. Jim Acosta here. I've got a report. Congressman Scalise is in the hospital. Trump was not there. It is a lie. It is a lie. How many lies of this guy? So we're going to find out all about that. And it's just the illustration of how arrogant and how deceptive and how out of control they are. And Trump saying, listen, I don't have to have any press in the White House. The executive branch can do whatever it wants. We've been bringing you guys in there for about 60, 70 years. Before that, it was all the president just gave speeches, or the president wrote articles for newspapers, and then you responded off of what a president said. I don't have to sit there and give you press conferences every couple days or talk to the media every day when I go to a helicopter or go get on Air Force One. I don't have to bring you on the Air Force One with you if I don't want to. And that's what I've said. Why does he have Jeff Bezos' Washington Post? It's not a free press organization, but a globalist organ trying to undermine the president. Why does he have those criminals around him? Oh, but don't worry. They're going to have hearings, they're saying, when the Democrats take control in January, on how he's persecuted the Washington Post and CNN. Give me a break. These are the people that are persecuting the press.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, November 15th, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're broadcasting worldwide. Now, the corporate media, from ABC to CBS to NBC, lie a lot and spin a lot. But there's still some reporters and individuals there that occasionally tell the truth. And coming up, I'm going to play an amazing report from NBC News in San Francisco to see how truly hellish it is. The crime, the feces, the needles, the mental illness. And why does this always come to Democrat-controlled areas? Because that ties into what's happening in the third world as well, and the fact that civilization never really gets a chance to establish itself in those areas, because rule of law is not respected. And you look at the Democrats, how they operate, they really have a third world mentality. And they also have a mentality of lying on purpose to scramble people's brains. The UN, the IMF, the World Bank, the Soros group, for 20 years, has been getting international laws changed to get nations to sign on to the UN via treaty that the UN controls your borders and who is brought in as refugees. And now it's, quote, anybody that just wants to leave their poor country that the UN has already sucked dry. Then they're given free credit cards, free debit cards, thousands of dollars per leg, are put in training camps for 3 months to 6 months to a year, brainwashed into globalist philosophy, taught to hate Europe, hate America, hate the West, and they are then shipped leg by leg into the Western country. When we expose this, they go, that's insane, there's no such thing, even though it's like saying the Washington Monument doesn't exist, or the Statue of Liberty doesn't exist, or the symbol for Apple computers isn't an apple with a bite out of it. You say, how would they do this? Because first they say, oh, the caravan's coming, open it up, let it in. Then we say, oh, this is terrible, the UN's funding it. And they go, no, no such thing, Soros isn't involved, there is no caravan. Or it's just women and strollers. When it's 80%+ military-age men waving foreign flags, saying, down with America, down with Trump, basically no borders, no walls, no USA at all. That's the UN creed. That's the world government creed, is no borders, and the UN and the globalists control the billions of third world people that they can use as weapons against the West. And then the buses and the flatback trailers and the people waving foreign flags and the school buses paid for by U.S. payer tax money, U.S. taxpayer money, going through the State Department to the UN. That's a fact. And so instead of addressing what we're saying that's absolute fact, they just say racist, homophobic, liars, fake news. They think you're so stupid, they will show a video of Jim Acosta assaulting a woman, according to their definition, putting his hands on her, manhandling her, and then say that's not what it shows, and that I faked it or my crew did. That's how stupid they think you are. But now it hits them. Officials to close some northbound lanes of San Diego border crossing ahead of caravan's arrival. L.A. Times. AP reports the first 2,000 of the Central American caravan have arrived, brought in by buses, paid for by international aid groups. That's in AP. That's in Reuters. Exactly what I told you a month ago, 3 weeks ago. We showed you the documents to Judicial Watch got. But you don't need the Judicial Watch documents. The UN and George Soros are in Reuters, AP, Bloomberg, bragging that they're doing this all over the world. Soros pays for the boats coming across from North Africa. They've got a UN Army and Navy forming to stop Italy and Greece from stopping the boats coming and landing. I can pull up Reuters and AP and Bloomberg showing Soros 2 years ago saying, we're setting up refugee camps in Central America to bring these people to the U.S., and it's him being praised. So what level is this where then MSNBC and CNN say it does not exist? Like, what are they trying to do? It's insane. They're telling you, don't believe your eyes, as I've been saying. Don't believe reality. They're just training you to accept being lied to. And Tucker Carlson did a great report, the full report's on InfoWars.com. Here's part of it from his broadcast last night.
Migrant caravan, the one you've been told over and over doesn't exist, and if you don't believe that you're immoral. Well, it turns out it does exist. It's a physical reality. And in fact, it's here. It's at the U.S. border. A breakaway group from the caravan has made its way to Tijuana. They didn't walk, as you were told they were doing. They were driven, and now members are climbing over the border fence there. The migrants are able to reach this country thanks to the assistance of organizations whose explicit purpose is getting people into this country legally or not. Trace Gallagher has more details on what's going on tonight. Trace?
Tucker, right now there are two primary Central American caravans in Mexico making their way north that include anywhere from 4,000 to 7,000 people. The first of the major caravans is expected to arrive at the U.S. border sometime late next week. But as you say, some 350 migrants have now arrived at the border in Tijuana. Dozens of them scaled the fence and taunted Border Patrol officers. Others stood at the fence or hung out on the beach. But they want their presence known to both the Border Patrol and the media. Watch this. Yeah, catracho is slang for Honduran. There are reports these migrants broke from the main caravan about 4 or 5 days ago and took buses north. Impossible to tell exactly how many are from the caravan because the Border Patrol tells us Central American migrants sometimes arrive in droves every single day at the U.S. border. We certainly know that many of these migrants are being coached by groups like Pueblos Sin Fronteras or People Without Borders, a Chicago-based immigration advocacy group. In fact, even left-leaning news organizations like the L.A. Times and Washington Post have reported that members of Pueblos Sin Fronteras are embedded with the caravan. And our sources tell us these types of groups are guiding the migrants. For example, Mexico has offered most of these people both asylum and jobs.
Okay, and you notice the group he named is half funded by Soros and other groups, and the rest the State Department. So your taxpayer money pays for all this. These NGOs, and they tell you it doesn't exist. We're going to come back and play more of that and tie it into the larger plan to completely collapse our borders. But how insulting to have them behave like this. Now, let me stop right there. The Alexa Pure Pro is their biggest, nicest stainless steel water filtration system. We're their main distributor. It's the number one company in the world for gravity-fed filters. It's the best. They ordered way too many this year and don't want to have to pay at the end of the year the extra tax on inventory at state and federal level. It's a lot of money. So they are selling them to us at their cost, and then we're making like $25. No one has ever been able to get a gravity-fed filter this good at this price. Leading competitors aren't as good, and one this size is $300. It's normally a great deal at $249. It's $127 off right now. Alexa Pure Pro, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com at that price. Get one for yourself and your family.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
I might play a Tucker Carlson clip once every week or so, but today I'm going to be playing three of them. His broadcast last night that I didn't catch live, but I watched this morning or listened to while I was exercising, is 45 minutes of pure veritas. From the start to the finish, it was amazing. The Democrats openly say they're coming to ban the Second Amendment. He showed all the proof of that in a segment. They're openly calling to ban the First Amendment for all conservatives and Christians, while claiming Trump's taking their free speech, which he's not. Very powerful. They're saying the caravan doesn't exist. At first they said it was great, let it through, it's not funded by anybody, it's not funded with your taxpayer money, Soros isn't involved. Then it all came out it was, so they just went, doesn't exist. So I was playing a clip earlier of Tucker and his reporter guest in Southern California laying all this out. And then Tucker going, now the LA Times and Washington Post are now admitting that there is a caravan and it is funded by UN groups. And there's also a moon that orbits the Earth. And water is wet. And the American flag is red, white, and blue. But this is the level, and there's only two genders. And stuff like that. And communism is horrible. But again, the Democrats know all this. They have an agenda to take over. They're authoritarians. They say a nation state existing is bad. And conservatives and nationalists are like, we're sorry we believe a country exists. We should not be on our heels. We should be in their face laughing at these people. They're going to have hearings. In January, as soon as they get in, they've announced in the Intelligence Committee about Trump persecuting the Washington Post and CNN. Two groups openly trying to destroy him. Two groups openly publishing thousands of fake stories. And Trump says, I'm going to criticize you. I'm going to fire back. And they go, oh, my God, a president says we're lying. Let's have an investigation. What a joke when both of those groups have worked their butts off to take me off the air. And Tucker Carlson pointed that out last night. It is just outrageous. They told a federal judge, I've got the lawsuit right here, CNN, Fox News joined them. You know, Tucker's bucking back against that. I guarantee he got chewed out for what he did last night. Standing up for the truth. Fox News says Costa never touched that woman. And the sky's falling and Chicken Little's real. And everybody's like, well, he did push her arm down and grab the mic away. We all saw it. The establishment, I know people at Fox News, okay? The people running Fox News are like Democrats. They just want to control the conservative movement. Tucker and Hannity and others, they're good, but they're treated like crap. Because they're the smart intellectuals. They're the patriots. The left wants to control everything. That's why they have Fox there, so at key points they can do stuff like join CNN in attacking the president. It's really amazing to see how many traitors there are, but I digress. After I play a few more minutes of this Tucker piece, how many of the real meat and potatoes of what's really happening here and what the Democrats finally admit for a change they're really up to. A rare moment of truth from Chuckie Schumer and Barack Obama. But here's more of Tucker Carlson's report.
In fact, even left-leaning news organizations like the LA Times and Washington Post have reported that members of Puebla Sin Fronteras are embedded with the caravan. And our sources tell us these types of groups are guiding the migrants. For example, Mexico has offered most of these people both asylum and jobs, and yet they continue heading north. Also, they could move toward the U.S. border in Texas, but instead they go the long way, hundreds of miles out of their way toward Tijuana, and that's because the goal is to get to California, take advantage of the state's sanctuary laws and the benefits that go along with that. Of course, once thousands begin arriving in the next few weeks, sympathetic groups will be at the border to greet them. Tucker.
Trace Gallagher, thanks for that update. Appreciate it. Well, the images you just saw are embarrassing and awkward for the liars you've been watching on television for the past month, the ones who've been lecturing you that the caravan doesn't exist and telling you that everything is just fine at the border.
The president, along with his favorite TV network, were beating the drum on the looming so-called invasion, as they put it.
The programming on the caravan was propaganda. It was political campaign-motivated propaganda.
Trump is like a racist Paul Revere, you know? The migrants are coming! The migrants are coming! He keeps calling it an invasion. Yes, an invasion of strollers.
By the way,
he made news by ratcheting.
Back that up 10 seconds, please. We're going to take this video. We're doing it right now. Of all these Democrat globalist operatives, when the UN plan is to break down borders, build the refugee centers, and flood the West with people who then overwhelm the welfare system and make the country collapse, then the globalists come in with a Marshall Plan, this is Soros' own words, and reorganize the EU and the U.S. They are bankrupting us on purpose, bringing in unskilled workers, when on record, they're automating everything and there'll be no unskilled workers. This is a permanent political underclass, a new welfare class. The worst of the worst out of Latin America and the Middle East, on record. And a military tactic is when you're attacking somebody, you broadcast this is not an attack. World War One, World War Two, they would broadcast out of the tanks. We are not attacking. Everything's fine. Lay down your arms. We are not shooting you. And then they'd be shooting you because they found a certain percentage of folks would say, hey, want to be friends. Let's stop fighting. You'd stand up. You'd get killed. So it's a psyop tactic to tell you none of this is happening. So you make the debate about, yes, it is happening, and never get to the point of decision to take action. Trump just says, you're a bunch of liars. It's an invasion. Get out of the way. We've got borders. We're a country. Europe didn't stand up for 6 years and 15 million military-age men poured in. And now Europe's tourism, everything's gone. It's a hell pit. A hell pit in most areas. Let's continue.
I think it's just fine at the border. The president, along with his favorite TV network, were beating the drum on the looming so-called invasion, as they put it.
The programming on the caravan was propaganda. It was political campaign-motivated propaganda.
Trump is like a racist Paul Revere, you know? The migrants are coming! The migrants are coming! He keeps calling it an invasion! Yes, an invasion of strollers.
He made news by ratcheting up the caravan scare talk and the troop numbers he believes are needed to meet this alleged threat.
The so-called invasion, so people are streaming over the border illegally, what would you call it? I don't know. You're not allowed to call it anything, actually. This is a recurring theme on the left. Don't believe your own eyes. You're too dumb to trust your own senses. Listen to the smart kids. They know best. There's no crisis on the border. Even as hundreds of thousands of people stream into this country every year illegally, there's no illegal immigration crisis. Yeah, there are 22 million people living here illegally. It's not a crisis. It's not real. They'll tell you that on a loop endlessly until the day they retake power, at which point they'll say the crisis is real. In fact, it's so enormous, we can only solve it by granting blanket amnesty to all the people here illegally. There are 22 million, after all. What else can we do? This is a metaphor, really, for the left's entire program, which is built entirely on denying reality. They deny the reality of illegal immigration. They deny the reality of terrorism. They deny the reality of biological gender. And woe to the person who raises his hand and tries to insert reality into the conversation. They don't want that. When you have a program built entirely on denial and deception, it's not surprising you're also against free speech. You can't afford to have an honest conversation. We'd like to have an honest conversation. That's why we're speaking tonight to Brian Dean Wright. He's a Democrat and a former CIA officer, and he joins us on set.
Okay, let's stop right there. We're going to come back, and I'm going to get to the rest of the story with Chuckie Schumer and Obama actually being honest about all this. But, again, this is the number one issue. All of it goes together. The attacks on sovereignty, destroying the borders, is a world government corporate attack. Using third world labor to drive down your wages, then collapsing the third world, then turning it as a weapon against the West to come in and be a political underclass, to be weaponized against the first world population directed by the UN and the globalists, and then engage in election fraud so that the public, before it's too late, can't reverse course. We are under attack. This is the new 21st century war. New wars aren't ever like the last wars. We're fighting a new war. We're under attack. It's undeclared, but we are under attack.
Drag and swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here. David Knight here in the mornings for the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. Central. Owen Schroyer coming up 3 o'clock Central for the War Room. Look on my phone. I just pulled this up for TV viewers. Caravan of migrants reaches U.S. border. Temporarily turned away by Border Patrol. No, that's not November 2018. That's April 2018. That's April 30th. But I thought there's no such thing as any of these folks. We can put it up on screen. You know, our own Millie Weaver was there, too. She shot multiple hour-long reports. Large groups of them were actually Muslims who had come in out of the Middle East and who had come up. And we have all those interviews that Millie Weaver shot live on the Mexico side. And by the way, most of those folks ended up being let in. And, of course, it's the United Nations with your taxpayer money paying to bring mainly destitute people up from Latin America. It's certainly not a brain drain out of Latin America. Oh, of course, there's Muslims out of Central and South America coming in as well. So if you're a TV viewer, you're seeing all of this. And 5 years ago, we first broke Obama secretly bringing in thousands of people a day at McAllen, Texas alone, and loading them on buses, ordering Border Patrol to stand down. We broke that. It took a year to get the New York Times to cover it. Matt Drudge linked to our story, but Fox News didn't even cover it. These caravans are hitting every few weeks in Texas and in California, mainly. And when I say caravans, I mean 5,000, 10,000. Finally, though, big ones of 10, 20,000. Remember the news called them a couple hundred a few weeks ago? No, I told you it was tens of thousands. Now they call it 5, 10,000. No, it's way more than that. They arrive, tear down the giant fences. Now, the latest group decided to go on ahead and get there first. You notice there's no women and children there. And it's about 2,000 of them, local news is reporting. So about 2,000 have shown up to taunt and wait for the larger groups to get there that are a few days behind. They said they're going to be hitting around Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And again, this is the UN directing all of this, and the people are burning American flags, chanting down with Trump, down with America, saying, you'll never stop us. And California's there with big, open arms. And then you've got California and other states, legislatures passing laws that illegal aliens can vote, but then the governors don't sign them because it becomes such a constitutional crisis. Instead, they then pass city laws and then wink, wink. They go, oh, they're just voting in school elections and things. But then now it's, oh, and we're going to let them vote as well with no ID. And then magically every Republican who even was ahead 10, 15 points in the polls all magically lost. Everything went pure blue because that's what's happening. Fraud. Like you're seeing in Florida. Like you're seeing in Arizona. You're seeing real naked criminal will exercised. Because we, the people, are still asleep. This audience isn't asleep. The president's not asleep. But by and large, people don't get this is 21st century warfare. This is using billions of people as political weapons. So, remember about 2 years ago and 2 months, about 26 months ago, Obama said, hey, if you were in the country, it's your right to vote. He basically said, if you're an illegal alien, vote. And Chuckie Schumer said the same thing last night. This is their next move. And Pelosi has said it's time to let immigrants vote. See, now we're suppressing them. They come here and they get to have their kids for free and get all the welfare and milk everything. The promised land of California. California is a net loser for the whole nation, sucking off everybody. The big parasite. And the brains are exiting California, but in come the unwashed masses to be politicized and turned into weapons. So here's the president, the former president, thank God, a few years ago.
The reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential in terms of who you voted for. If you have a family member who maybe is undocumented, then you have an even greater reason to vote.
This has been a huge fear presented, especially during this election.
And the reason that fear is promoted is because they don't want people voting. People are discouraged from voting, and part of what is important for Latino citizens is to make your voice heard, because you're not just speaking for yourself, you're speaking for family members, friends, classmates of yours in school who may not have a voice.
So he leaves it with some ambiguity there, but it's very clear what he's saying. And then he does that weird thing like when Hillary goes to Kentucky and she goes, how you doing out there? You want some possum pie? It's the same thing. He goes, Latino. And it's this thing like if you say it like that, oh, then you like Latinos. It's very condescending. I have some family members that sometimes, if like a waiter or something happens to be Hispanic, and they'll start talking like, how are you today? It's very condescending, but it's just like Beto saying, oh, he's Beto, he's Hispanic, and trying to join some Hispanic group saying he was Hispanic, like Pocahontas says she's Native American. This is a joke. Obama is an exploiter of the poor. Obama loves communist China, killing his political dissidents. These people are monsters. But they phrase it all, if you're Hispanic, throw away your American birthright and join open borders so we can all be Venezuela together. His new name is Nacho O'Rourke, not your senator. Even though they tried to steal the election. That's right, Beto, authentic Mexican. But let's get serious. Here's old, reliably slimy Chuck Schumer yesterday saying everyone needs to vote, implying Trump questioning famous counties that famously steal elections and have been convicted doing it, now questioning an election is unpatriotic. You know, making it up that Trump's a Russian agent, that's fine. But if it's just in general and you see real election fraud and illegals caught and people voting in the names of dead people all over the country, well, that's terrible. And then here he is implying illegals should vote. But at the local level, Democrats are openly doing it. Here it is.
We're going to fight for real reforms to loosen the grip of special interests in Washington and to let everybody vote. Everybody. Not stand in the way of people voting, which is a despicable, despicable thing for people to do. It's against the wellspring of our democracy.
Good pause again. How evil does Chucky Schumer look? I mean, if I was going to cast somebody for a Hollywood movie that's like an evil wizard that, you know, kidnaps and drinks kids' blood or something, I mean, it'd be Chucky Schumer. I mean, if I wanted somebody to be like the evil wizard that fights Gandalf, I would definitely get him, man. I mean, he is just a slimy, nasty liar. And now notice three of the five Kavanaugh women admit they all made it up. Democrats all knew that. There's nothing they won't do. And criminals never stop until they're brought to justice. You heard him. And he goes on, everybody vote. I mean everybody. That is a clear signal that we are going to have illegal aliens vote. We are stealing the election. And, of course, they are. And it needs to be reversed. It needs to be investigated, or you're green-lighting Hillary to run again and steal the election for President Trump in 2 years. Guaranteed, just like the sun came up this morning, you better believe it. You better know it. All right. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to get into the creepy porn lawyer for Horseface getting arrested for reportedly beating the living snot out of his ex-wife in front of people. We're also going to get into Trump tears into Mueller investigation, calls Russia probe absolutely nuts. We're going to get into officials who close some northern lanes again for the huge caravan that is about to slam in. The Brexit betrayal has happened. Paul Watson is up on Parliament inside right now. He's part of UKIP in the battle. A bunch of people have resigned. Our government may fall. And Paul Watson is not just a reporter. He is involved in the machinery of UKIP. And we'll just leave it at that. So a lot of things happening right now. Paul should be joining us either today or tomorrow, but a lot of big things on that front. Also, the private Federal Reserve trying to sabotage the economy. Trump's threatening to throw all the press out of the White House to exercise his executive authority, which is totally righteous. This federal judge may rule against him that the sky is blue, but it doesn't matter. Because when it goes to the Supreme Court, they'll say, of course, the president doesn't have to talk to the press. He doesn't want to. That's not an attack on the press. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have the best deal we've ever offered on the highest quality stainless steel gravity-fed filter, Alexa Pure Pro, the biggest, nicest one they've got. Leading competitors are $350. They're normally $249, but they bought too many, and they don't have to pay the tax on inventory, so they're selling them to us at cost. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They're selling us for like $95. We're selling it for $127. There's never been a deal this good. Get it today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
Cannabis.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.